Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
3-2 pitch coming. Hit in the air to center. With some carry, back goes Páez to the track. Páez is at the wall. She is gone. Wow! Hit it over the center field fence, and it's Durbin 2, Dodgers nothing.
1-0 pitch. And Ortiz, a high fly ball, deep left, back to the track. Bye-bye baseball! Into the Dodgers bullpen in left. 1-0 pitch. And a line drive into center coming in is Perkins. He's there. He makes the catch. And the Brewers survive. 6-5, your final here in Los Angeles. The Brewers love L.A. They sweep the Dodgers in the City of Angels.
Yeah. You know, a bunch of average Joes. You know.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. In studio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio.
Hello.
I love this song, actually. You know, as far as victory songs go, this is like probably top tier, especially for city specific ones.
Dude, we swept the Dodgers twice.
I blacked out.
Our house, their house. How mad are they over there?
Oh my God. I mean, did you watch any of the post game sound from Clayton Kershaw and Mookie Betts and Dave Roberts? Like, they are flabbergasted that, you know, you got it over there, Eric. You want to
hit it? Play in the Kershaw.
They beat us. We need to play better tomorrow. I don't have much to say. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So let's just call it. Thanks. All right.
He walks away.
I'm out.
I mean, you saw him in the dugout when he got pulled. You know, he slams the coolers. I mean, he is one of the most fierce competitors in the game. And to see, you know, two errors committed directly behind him. And I said this on my show last night. The Brewers win by a run. They win 6-5. They scored two unearned runs. They will take advantage of every single little mistake that your team makes, no matter what your payroll says. That's how this team wins games. And, you know, maybe some fans around Lee, oh, that's lucky. No, that's quality baseball. That's how you're supposed to play the game. When the team makes a mistake, you make it hurt.
I just love that it's and you got the sense of this with Murph last year, too. Murphy's Brewers are never out of a game. They will scratch and they will claw and they will fight, and it doesn't matter if you're down three or whatever. They just find a way to stay in every game.
They're always pesky.
Right, yeah.
And the big thing about this game, it was actually their first comeback of larger than two runs. You know, they've been a pesky team, but they've kind of been front runners in the last month and a half for obvious reasons because they're the hottest team in baseball. But they hadn't had a come-from-behind win like this where you get punched in the mouth, down 3-0. They had that close one in April against the Cardinals when they were down 5-0, came back, tied it, and then Arenado hit a walk-off homer. But they hadn't cleared that two-run hurdle. All right, so now they prove we can come back and, you know, in a fourth inning and avoid the shutdown inning, and that's just a big baseball term to use to say when the other team scores, it doesn't matter. You don't got to get them all back at once, but to score in the next frame, the Brewers avoided the shutdown inning. I believe it was 7 out of 10 times in this series. I mean, they just kept coming back against the Dodgers, and that's how they sweep them again.
Does this change, and I think I know how you'll answer, but does this change how Matt Arnold in the front office is now taking calls or making calls as far as the trade deadline goes?
I think it becomes a little more aggressive. And the reason I say that is because the Brewers, they don't have a glaring need that's available on the market. That's the key qualifier there. And Joey Ortiz is swinging the bat better. I know a lot of people are talking about shortstop. Joey, you got to get, like, he's hitting like 270 over his last month. He's starting to swing the bat better. The plays he made yesterday,
and his defense is so
why he's the shortstop. So you could talk about third base. Well, Caleb Durbin's hitting like 350 over his last month.
He's been rookie of the year candidate.
He's a rookie of the year candidate. Isaac Collins is rookie of the year candidate in left field. You've got Jacob Mizorowski. It's just there's not a glaring need. You need to go get this guy now. They're always going to listen on bullpen. I anticipate them making a move or two for bullpen help. When you talk about Gino Suarez, when you talk about what the Diamondbacks have, when you talk about what the Pirates have, you know, the Brewers are in this position where, yeah, you got all this young pitching, but they don't need to make a move. And I'm not trying to hedge and say they're not going to make a move. They're going to make a move. But it's not, there's not like a CC Sabathia type move available to anybody out there right now where, yes, everybody would love to have Gino Suarez, but then it impacts the rest of the lineup. You know, Durbin's going to be playing less because Suarez will be playing, but hey, he hits home runs. But then you got to maybe switch levers here and there and everything. So it just becomes a much more aggressive, like, here's what we have to offer. Take it or leave it. Okay, you don't? See you later. On to the next. That's how Matt Arnold's going to address this.
Is his phone ringing more than it's dialing? Right now, it's guys calling him up saying, hey, here's what we got. You know, looks like you guys are in.
I think that's a great call.
Looks like you guys might need this.
I mean, because let's be honest, too, the Brewers, Andrew Vaughn, if he keeps this up, Reese Hoskins isn't back till August. Someone's going to need Reese. I'm sorry. Like, if Andrew Vaughn keeps this up, he's got multiple years of control. I'm just saying, like, I think the phone is ringing to Matt Arnold on guys like Reese Hoskins. The phone is ringing to Matt Arnold on guys like Tobias Myers, who's still in the bullpen.
But who would you want in October, right? I keep going back to that. Suarez in October, would you be more comfortable with him than Durbin? Playing games, meaningful games, and same with Vaughn versus Reese.
Reese has
some October experience.
And I'll counter and be the devil's advocate here. Reese went 0-for in last year's three-game playoff series and was pinch hit for by Jake Bowers, who hit one of the most famous playoff home runs in Brewers history.
Okay.
So I love Reese. It's just one of the things that you have to talk about to say, like, someone's going to call and ask for Reese. And Matt Arnold is now at the luxury to say, I might like take that offer, because they can be both buyers and sellers, but not actually selling, you know, to lose. They're selling. All right. They've got a surplus of assets right now.
I could be fine with nothing, though.
Isn't
like,
that
and,
odd?
And stand,
I feel like a lot
Pat,
of fans
like,
feel that way.
Don't you?
But
we're
it's because
getting
we've
there?
Won 10 in a row. That's why, though, right?
Like, right, it's.
I'm just saying, as I think Dom would agree, that you can't look at the last 2 weeks.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? But yet, you look back to May 25th.
True,
this is almost
right.
2 months of sample size they are the best team in baseball. And again, they're not going to be the best team in baseball the rest of the season. They're going to hit an iceberg. There's going to be something that's like, oh gosh, they lost 4 out of 6. Oh no, are we panicking? Like, that's going to come. Like, this is not a victory lap.
Right.
The job's not finished. In the words of Kobe Bryant, shout out to LA. But the thought is, hey, this team's in a position where it's a win-win. If you add somebody, cool.
Right.
Team got better. If you don't add anybody, cool. Team believes in this club because they are good enough. The sample size shows it. They're, 35-12 over their last 47 games?
Something crazy.
That's an insane, like, almost .700 winning percentage. That's nuts.
All right, to get me to hamburgers, we need two more in a row against the Mariners.
I've
Mariners
never been
are
a
pretty
Webb,
good ball club,
way.
Though, yeah?
I've never been to George Webb, by the way.
Huh? Well,
you're about to.
Mariners are a good
are
club.
Good, right?
They can pitch. They can really, really pitch. Offense is a little lackluster. They DFA'd old friend Rowdy Tellez about a month ago. Now he's with the Rangers, but Randy Rosarena still stud. Julio Rodriguez has had a weird year. Their bullpen's pretty good, but they are the type of they're like the 2021 Brewers. They have so much starting pitching, but gosh, can you score 3 runs? Like, that's how the Seattle Mariners are.
Yeah, Woodruff on the mound tonight. The Miz returns tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Boy, the Miz could be on the hill for hamburgers on the line.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that kid? He probably doesn't even know about the hamburgers. What's everybody talking about hamburgers, right?
I don't know. You guys said something about hamburgers.
I'll tell you what. There's a whole generation that has no idea. I mean, they won 9 in 2023. They won 9 in a row. We kind of flirted with it. But I've always said, you can't even talk about George Webb until you reach double digits. And here we are.
Right, here we are. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
The Brewers love L.A.
I love it.